Jason Pine, Weekend Sports host, is with me right now. Piney, hello.
Hello, Heather.
No, I was thinking about whether I say what you just said to me, and I think I'm going to. You came into the studio and told me that TJ Ranara is going to be named the captain of the All Blacks, eh?
I just know that he's your favourite player. Yeah. I thought you might quite like that bit of news.
What did my face do?
Well, I don't know. It didn't suggest that you had full agreement on it.
I think I had a good poker face just then. I just said, we will have to discuss this on air. Now, fortunately, of course, you were joking and that's not true. And it will obviously never happen, so I'll be relieved. Thank you very much for coming in to troll me. Now, on actual news that's really happening, our track and field team has been named for the Olympics.
Yeah, it's a good team too. And there have to be a couple of medal chances in there. Hamish Kerr, our high jumper, of course, we know that he's won indoor championships recently. Has to be a chance. Eliza McCartney won a bronze medal 8 years ago in Rio. She's there again. Geordie Beamish has come from nowhere, really, in the last little while. He'll be there in the 3,000-metre steeple. Chase and Tom Walsh, he's already got a couple of Olympic bronze medals. So, yeah, I wouldn't be at all surprised if there's a little bit of medal activity in amongst this track and field team.
Any sense of how much medal activity?
Well, it's funny. I tried to ask around about what a medal target is for track and field for the entire team, and nobody seems that keen on putting a number on it. Look, I think if athletics get 3, that would be overachieving, I think.
Oh, that's quite cool. Okay.
Yeah.
And then they'll all get their little monies, eh?
Yes.
Because they're all going to get the pot.
Well, if you win gold, you get 50 grand.
Do you not get anything for silver?
No, not until 2028.
Oh, okay. And the supercars, are you going down?
I'm not going down, but I think this is quite cool. No event in New Zealand last year. Taupo, both days sold out. 5 Kiwis on the grid. They're already talking about having 2 rounds in New Zealand next year rather than just the one. So, yeah, look, I think it'll be petrol head heaven down in Taupo over the
it
next
really
couple of days.
It really will be. It's such a good thing for Taupo as well.
So good. They paraded the 24 cars through the streets of Taupo last night and thousands of people turned up. It was incredible.
Yeah, you would, wouldn't you?
Well, I think you would.
Yeah, absolutely. Piney, thank you very much. I really appreciate it. That's Jason Pine, Weekend Sport host. He'll be back tomorrow at midday and Sunday, of course, here on News Talk ZB.
For more from Heather Duplessy-Allen Drive, listen live to News Talk ZB from 4 p.m. weekdays or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.
One of the scariest things you can hear as a parent is quiet. But if you do get a little quiet time, have a listen to The Parenting Hangover. It's not scary at all.
If I bump into a couple and they have a boy and they have a girl, and I'm like, oh, boy, girl, snip. You've got a boy, you've got a girl, get the snip. You're done. You get to figure out what it's like raising a girl, you get to figure out what it's like raising a boy. Save yourself a shit ton of stress and money. You've got your perfect little family.
The Parenting Hangover with Clint and Jordan. New episodes every Thursday on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.